I'm Arun Vanigopal, filling in for Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. There's no crying in baseball, but there is cheating. Major League Baseball is experiencing one of its biggest cheating scandals in recent years. The Houston Astros were found to have been using technology to read signals right before a pitch to give their hitters an advantage. Now, listen closely here. This is from a game in September of 2017. An Astros hitter is getting ready to play ball. Did you hear those two bangs? It was faint, but that was the sound of someone in the Astros dugout banging twice on a trash can. And that banging is at the very heart of the controversy. The Astros used cameras to find out what the catchers were signaling and then hit the trash can to tell the hitters what kind of a pitch to expect. And that year, 2017, the Astros won the World Series. But in late 2019, a former Astros player revealed this cheating scheme, leading to an investigation by the MLB. As a result of the probe, the team owner fired the Astros manager and the general manager. The team was fined $5 million. And Houston was barred from first and second round draft picks for 2020 and 2021. However, the Astros kept their World Series trophy, and all the players involved got to keep their jobs. The use of new technology for cheating is a whole new ballgame, and it may lead to further investigations and mistrust of Major League Baseball. I'm joined now by two guests to help us break this all down. Dave Zirin is the sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be back.
And Bradford William Davis is a sports columnist covering Major League Baseball for the New York Daily News. Bradford, great to have you on The Takeaway.
Yeah, good to be here.
All right. So, gentlemen, I grew up in Houston in the era of Nolan Ryan and Mike Scott and Billy Hatcher. And, like, it was a very painful childhood, okay, because we never, ever won. We never went all the way. But I remember even as a perpetually disappointed kid that the epitome of sports scandals was the Chicago Black Sox, meaning the 1919 Chicago White Sox team who threw the World Series. And even as a kid, I knew that, right? They're like, oh, that was like the worst of the worst. Where do the Astros compare? How do the Astros compare to that team in sheer notoriety? Start with you, Bradford.
Yeah, it's getting bad. I think Shoeless Joe and his crew, at least they didn't have social media amplifying it. We weren't able to share clips of, evidence of them betting on baseball or whatnot. So this is like it's metastasizing because we can see and hear and go back and look at games and find out exactly when and why they cheated or how they cheated.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, this is social media age, though. This is a pretty old school kind of, I mean, it's like we've got trash can bangs and stuff like that. It's very like back to the roots, isn't it, here?
Yeah, but also electronic buzzers, which I think is one of the things that's freaking people out, the idea of technology taking the cheating to a whole nother level. And I'll tell you the big difference between this and the 1919 Black Sox is that eight members of that team were banned from the game, banned from the sport for life, the infamous eight men out led by Joe Jackson. In this case, the fact that none of the players have been punished along with the team, I think that's what's causing this to spread and grow and continue to be a story. That's what's feeding the idea from other players that there should be brushback pitches and retribution on the field, feeding the idea from fans that somehow, and this is horrific, but threats leveled against players over social media is somehow acceptable. So of course the fault goes with those fans and those players saying they're going to hurt the Astros, but it also goes down to the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, for not issuing the kind of punishment that makes people feel like justice was done.
Bradford, why does it matter that there is a secret communication between the catcher and the pitcher?
Well, I mean, the element of surprise is like a foundational part of getting guys out as a pitcher. You know, you want to be able to fool them about whether a fastball, curveball, or whatnot's coming. When you don't have that element of surprise and you have no recourse because all of it's happening, you know, electronically, there's no way to like really detect it really, unless I guess someone bangs a trash can in your direction. But, you know, if you don't have that, you know, that just kind of completely breaks down your ability to outsmart, you know, your opponents. Yeah, that really matters. And whether you have a fastball coming, you know, that's about to get grooved, or a curveball well off the plate. If you know that curveball is not going to be a strike, it's going to be a ball, then you just lay off of it and you wait for your pitch. Statistically speaking, the Astros improved significantly the moment they started using the trash can version of their sign stealing scheme.
I'm going to play a clip for you. This is Mike Trout from the LA Angels.
If you know what's coming, it's going to definitely help you. I think I think that's, you know, it's tough. You're taking the trophy away, taking the rings away. I think they should definitely do something. I don't know what, but to cheat like that and not get anything, it's sad to see for sure.
Dave, what do you think?
Well, I think, first of all, Mike Trout usually doesn't say anything beyond, well, let's play one game at a time. Good Lord, right. Let's play one game at a time. So to have Mike Trout say this, I mean, people have to understand what a neutron bomb that is in the context of the culture of Major League Baseball. And I think anything short of taking the rings and the commissioner's trophy, what Rob Manfred called, a hunk of metal, which also upset Major League players, I think that's the sort of thing that players and fans are asking for. Like, they want something that says, this is not going to be okay. There's a line in the sand that you crossed. Whether or not that's going to happen is another question.
And Dave, I mean, this is coming after years and years of various other scandals, steroid scandals and the likes. Are people jaded, or do you think they were genuinely outraged by this?
No, I mean, according to friends of mine who work at the Washington Post, for example, the amount of letters and emails they've gotten about this exceeds anything they've seen in years. I actually don't think people are jaded about this. People were jaded about steroids and PEDs because there was this perception that everyone was doing it. Whether that's true or not, there was this idea that somehow there was this chemical level playing field at work. This is about the Astros in particular, one team robbing a lot of other teams of their 2017 dreams. And that's why you get players like Aaron Judge of the Yankees, who is not somebody who we would describe as outspoken, saying things like, you cheated and you didn't earn it. I mean, in the staid world of baseball, that's like Patrick Henry speaking right there.
So how do you account for the fact that the league has gone relatively easy on the players?
A miscalculation, because Rob Manfred is very, very poor at his job.
What do you think, Bradford?
I mean, you know, one thing to understand is that baseball deserves zero sort of benefit of doubt on this. Back when they instituted instant replay, which was used very specifically by the Astros and the Red Sox, who are at least undergoing a probe right now to understand the extent of their sign-stealing operation, you know, one of the concerns back then in 2014 was, will the live game feed be used to zoom in on the catcher's mitt, see what they're going to call for, and then thus, you know, be relayed for sign-stealing? You know, there was some awareness of this. There were teams who have brought up concerns about sign-stealing. The Oakland A's, went out officially, behind the scenes to tell Major League Baseball, we're concerned about this. But even though there were apparently some small check-ins done, there was no investigation that brought anything to the light. So whether that was a lack of diligence or incompetence or both, or just trying to avoid the situation entirely, Major League Baseball had opportunities to really hone in on this well before 2017, before the World Series got arguably compromised, and they didn't really do the job. So, I mean, I completely understand why, Rob Manfred is getting the heat that he has, because for many years, until a journalist, Evan Drellich from The Athletic, actually went out and said, yeah, this is happening, and I got some on the record, confirmation of it, it seemed like it was just a growing issue that wasn't being addressed properly by the league.
On that note, we got to wrap up. Bradford William Davis is a sports columnist covering Major League Baseball for the New York Daily News. Bradford, thanks for being here.
Of course.
And Dave Zirin is a sports editor for The Nation magazine and host of the Edge of Sports podcast. Dave, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.